And also, when we talk about these Persian Gulf states, what we mean are Persian Gulf dictatorships, Arab dictatorships that have extreme levels of human rights abuses that we claim to be so offended when they appear in Iran. You think protesters fare any better in Dubai or in Riyadh or in Doha or in Bahrain or Kuwait? No, they or then Iran? No,
Yeah,
they
good point.
don't. And this idea, you know, we're and also the Strait of Hormuz, Trump himself said at the beginning, out of frustration, look, if you're not willing to go to a war with Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz, we don't have to do it. We don't need the Strait of Hormuz, which is true. We don't get oil from the Strait of Hormuz. China does, and the Gulf states need the Strait of Hormuz to sell oil. But Trump is in bed with these Persian Gulf dictators. He loves them too. They're extremely rich. They have a kind of shared aesthetic with this very ostentatious, gold-laden kind of, you know, wealth expression. He loves them. His family's in bed with the Persian Gulf states, and he's very close to
Yep,
them. He listens to
that's
them, and
true.
obviously to Israel. And I don't think these are good things for our country. Why are we prosecuting a war that's harming Americans for the benefit of Israel or these Persian Gulf dictators? And on the question of China, yeah, I mean, opening up the Strait of Hormuz is far more in China's interest than ours. The problem is that the only reason the Strait of Hormuz is closed is because the United States joined Israel in attacking Iran. It was perfectly open, the Strait of Hormuz was, prior to this war, for forever. It's only closed now because it was a response to the attack on Iran. And I think the rest of the world is like, you caused this problem. It's your responsibility to fix it. And I think it's a reasonable view for most countries to have.